I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. A long-lost feature-length silent film starring Connecticut actor William Gillette as Sherlock Holmes was discovered earlier this month in France.
It's too little to say that William Gillette resembles Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes looks exactly like William Gillette.
That's the voice of actor and director Orson Welles. For over 30 years, Connecticut actor William Gillette played Sherlock Holmes on stage, logging more than 1,300 performances. According to Henry Zecker, author of William Gillette, America's Sherlock Holmes, Gillette shaped the modern image of Arthur Conan Doyle's British detective.
Gillette created the image. He wore the deerstalker cap, he smoked the pipe, the dressing gown in his rooms at Baker Street. The phrase, "It's elementary, my dear Watson." Although the words are in the Sherlock Holmes canon by Doyle, they were put together like that by Gillette. He personified Holmes. He looked like the Holmes of the stories.
Gillette's long career was winding down as motion pictures and audio recording were in its infancy. In fact, until very recently, this audio clip was believed to be the only existing record, besides still images, of Gillette as Sherlock Holmes.
How do I know you've been getting yourself very wet lately? That you have an extremely careless servant girl and that you've moved your dressing table to the other side of your room?
Oh, Holmes, if you'd lived a few centuries ago, they'd have burned you alive.
Such a conflagration would have saved me a great deal of trouble and expense.
Film historians have known for years about a long-lost 1916 silent film starring Gillette as Sherlock Holmes. Earlier this month, a copy of that film surfaced.
Less than 20% of the films from the first 30 years of cinema survive in any form today. The odds of finding a complete silent era feature are not great, but to find this one, of all things, is really amazing.
That's film preservationist Rob Byrne, who is restoring the Gillette film. He says a negative of the film was archived in Paris's Cinémathèque Française among a trove of Sherlock Holmes-related films. In the silent film era, negatives were sent to the European film market and developed overseas for European movie theaters. Rob Byrne says although Gillette was 62 or 63 when he starred in the film, he cuts a very dashing figure on screen.
He really commands with authority. He's very tall. He's the tallest person on the screen and quite dynamic. All the performances are very subdued, which is a pleasant surprise considering that Gillette came from the stage.
Byrne says the film was shot on location in Chicago by SNA Studios and directed by Arthur Berthelet. William Gillette's Sherlock Holmes gets its modern premiere in May at the San Francisco Silent Film Festival. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.